Just give me a second. Here he is.
Hey, thanks for holding. Am I speaking with Zoe?
Hi, Charlie. I'm so sorry. Somehow my thumbs got in the way and I got hung up. I'm so sorry.
I was waiting and I was like, well, it didn't say she hung up. And then my representative messaged me and I was like, well, that's interesting. Okay. Yeah. Go ahead. Send her through. It's okay. No worries. But we were talking about putting you on that first page of Google, correct?
Right. That's where we left off. Yes, sir.
Okay. And then I did say we do populate you on other platforms. Like I said, Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, and Apple. We want to make sure that's all consistent with the Google business listing. And then we also to build you a fully customized tracking system. Okay. Now with that tracking system.
Oh, that sounds cool.
Yeah. So what that actually does is you're able to log in. You're able to track location of searches. You're able to track how many clicks and calls you're getting to your Google Business Profile from your Google Business Profile. And then you're also able to see how well the Google advertising on that sponsored section is doing as well. We put that in one area for you, so it's really easy to maneuver, and you can see month to month on how well the campaign is running for you, okay?
Okay.
That's the service itself. I know Charles put in a pretty good legacy credit for you. What that means is it's a reduced rate. We kind of give gratitude to the people that have been in business for over 20 years. So typically, if you were to go.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah. Typically, I mean, if you were to go to our website and purchase this, it would be like close to $1,000 a month. And that's month to month. With the legacy credit, it's a reduced rate and it only comes out to $449 month to month. Okay.
And so I pay you $449 and we see how it goes for a month and I can cancel.
You go $449, we allocate $300 of that to your advertising budget. So this is important because a lot of people ask me this. That price is set at a flat rate for you. So a lot of companies, what they'll do is they'll charge you like a flat rate plus an advertising budget. We do not do that. We take care of the advertising budget within the $449. $300 of that $449 will be allocated to your Google ads. And then the Google Business Profile would be populating on that first page. Now, yes, to your question, it is a month to month. And you can cancel at any time, okay? But I do want to give you the right expectations as well, okay?
Thank you. I need that.
Yeah. with the Google Business Profile on that map section, it takes around 30 to 45 days to get onto the first page. Now, that's not to say you won't receive calls, but to be populating on that first page in the map section, it does take.
And how it's a duration of time. Yeah, I understand. So more than likely, I'd be committing myself to 90 days. And then at the 90-day period, I'd be either be continuing it or I would be canceling.
So it's up to you. What I was going to say, it's actually less than that. We ask for just a 2-month verbal agreement, so only 60 days, because in that 30 to 45 days is when you should start seeing the maximum results happening for you. Like I said. Yeah. So with the Google advertising, though, that's up and running within 7 to 14 days. So that's actually very.
We're ready to proceed, Charlie. I just got my business partners okay about the price and the 60 days. What do we need to do to get this rolling?
All right. Let me make your account here. You guys are still operating at the 1910 Botham Jean Boulevard. Did I say that correctly?
It's Botham, but yes, you got it
okay.
Right.
That's how you know I'm not from Dallas.
That's right. Actually, a lot of people in Dallas don't know how to say his name.
Okay.
He was the gentleman that accidentally was killed by the lady police officer downtown.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, it was an unfortunate thing. And to, you know, be sweet to his memory and family. The City Council of Dallas renamed the strip of South Lamar, having to do with where I am, which was an inconvenience for my business because, you know, if I've been here 50 years, it makes people nervous if they think you've moved.
Yeah, well, that's what I was going to ask you, is because on your Google business profile, it says South Lamar Street, Dallas.
And so we haven't been able to get Google to change that for us. Is that something you can do?
Absolutely, 100%. And that's why I want to make sure I have the right address so we can make those changes for you guys. So
Fantastic.
So it is the 1910 Botham Jean Boulevard, Dallas, Texas, 75215, correct?
Correct.
Okay. All right. Now, I just want to ask you a question. It doesn't cost you anything extra or anything like that. But I just like to ask, because you guys have an amazing amount of 50 years in business. On the Google business profile reads your guys' number. Do you want me to put a Google business phone number? It still routes the calls directly to you guys, but you guys are able to track those calls and see what type of customers are calling you. Now, it's totally optional, but I don't. What was that?
How much does that cost?
It's included in the package, but it's some of my customers don't like it because they've been in business for, like, you, in your case, 50 years, and everybody knows your number, so they don't want to change that number, which is totally fine. You're still able to track, like, the clicks, locations, and everything like that. You're just not able to track the calls.
Do you want to track the calls, baby?
It's up to you, baby.
So this Google number, is that the customer-facing number and not my main line?
Yeah, so it wouldn't be the 214. It would be a generated number, but it would directly go to your main line.
Nah, let's not do that right now.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, if you guys want to change it anytime, you guys could always call in and change that. That's not a problem. We can make that happen for you.
Thank you.
No problem. And then, so your first name is spelled Zoe. Is that correct?
So, Charlie, since we're moving forward, Zoe is my middle name.
Okay.
My first name is Stephanie, and I'm going to spell it for you.
Okay. I'm ready when you are.
S-T-E-P-H-A-N-E-Y.
Thank you. So I have S-P-E-P-H-A-N-E-Y.
That's right. So it's okay. Stephanie Zoe, and my last name is Margette. M-A-R-G-E-T as in Tom, T-S.
S. And thank you for saying it just like that. I'm such a slow typer. Some people just say it really quickly. I'm like, can you repeat that, please? So I appreciate that. And where would you like the email address for me to send everything over to in writing, along with your invoice, so that way you guys can have all the correct documents for your tax write-offs as well, because this is a 100% tax write-off.
Okay, Charlie. So the last letter in my last name is an S as in Sam.
Okay.
My husband was worried maybe you didn't hear it that way. And then the email for us, when you're ready.
I am ready, yes.
H as in Harry. K as in King. Air, A-I-R. Compressors. Compressors at gmail.com.
Perfect. Okay. And I want to make sure you guys have a lovely website too. I want to make sure that my tech team sees this also, so that way they can have that. Perfect. Okay, and then you guys are central. And then I have a question. So for the phone number for file on file that you would like to be contacted from us from as well, is that still the 214-428 number?
No, I'd rather you call a personal line so you don't call my business line when customers need to call.
Okay, yeah. What's the personal line?
It's 704. Did you call Roy?
No.
219-6413.
Okay. So I have 704-219-6413.
That's it.
Okay. And that's your cell phone?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay, because I'm going to send you a couple emails, and then also, too, I'm going to send you a couple text messages as well. Now, for the services that you guys provide, are you guys providing just a service to, like, fix, or are you guys providing installations as well?
We're a full-service house, and so you'll see that my business name is H&K Sales and Services Incorporated.
Yes.
That
yes.
means that we sell any kind of equipment that has to do with compressed air.
Compressed air.
Air compressors, dryers, fillers. We also repair all brand names of air compressors.
Okay.
And we do preventative maintenance or service maintenance on all brand names.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just making sure I put that down for you guys, too. Because the last thing I want to do is get you guys calls that aren't what you guys provide. So I want to make sure I had that correct. So that way you're only getting quality calls for things that you guys provide as well. My tech team will go over this just to verify and make sure with you guys. So if you guys ever want to add or take off a service, communication is key, obviously, with both of us, right? So, you know, if you guys want to run a promotion or something, let us know, and we'll definitely make sure that we make that happen for you guys, okay?
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Okay, let me see here. Okay, I have those for you. Okay. And then to secure the listing here with us, how are you guys going to secure it? Are you guys going to use a H&K credit card? Are you guys going to use a debit card?
We're going to use an H&K American Express.
Okay. Now, the way that it reads on the card, is it just H&K Pump Sales and Service? Or does it have your first and last name on there?
So it has, I'm going to get it out.
Okay.
It has my first name, my middle initial Z, and my last name.
Okay.
And the company name is H&K Pump Incorporated.
Does it just read Inc. or does it say the whole incorporated?
Oh, no, no. It says H&K Pump Inc. Sorry.
Okay. It's okay. I was going to say, because if they can put that on a card, I need to call my bank because my last name's long and they couldn't even put that on my card. So
Charlie, what's the name of your company again?
It's called Local Splash. And actually what I can
Local
do.
Local Splash.
Yes.
Go ahead,
yes.
Carla.
Did you want me to send you our website?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Sure. Yeah, I'll actually show you the website and then. What was that?
My husband's just checking you out. He's the one in charge of advertising.
Nice. Okay. Yeah, let me send that over to you. So I sent you the pricing page straight to your cell phone. That's our That's our information page. We have our Google Ads channel partnership on there. There's only 40 of us in the country that actually have that authenticity badge. So I don't know if you guys have received calls before that say, hey, we're with Google or we work on Google or anything like that. This is the highest tier you can get with being with Google, and we're one of those companies. Okay?
Great.
And it's right, there.
Got it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no problem. Okay, so with that, let me go. Okay, so I sent that over to you, so you have that. And then the address for the card, is it the same as the address that you want me to change it to, or is it the address that you guys had before?
It's neither one of those.
Okay, it's a different one. Okay, what's the billing address for the card?
427 Wellington Drive, Mesquite, Texas, 75149.
So I got 427 Wellington Drive, Mesquite, Texas, 75149.
Correct.
Perfect. Okay, I always like to double check. Mesquite. How far is Mesquite from Dallas itself? Do you guys make a long drive out there?
Actually, that's the reason why we live there. We would prefer to live in Plano, but it's about a 20-minute drive to my store.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why we live in Mesquite.
Oh, okay. That's nice. Plano's a little too far. Is that why? Or?
Yeah, Plano is north.
Yeah.
Of Dallas, and a lot of people live there.
It's a lot of traffic. Yeah. I agree with you on that one. I don't like traffic. Awesome.
Hey, Charlie, if your headquarters in California.
What was that?
Is your headquarters in California?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, in Fountain Valley, California. That's in Orange County. And that's in between Disneyland and Huntington Beach, if you're familiar with the area.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, absolutely.
You've got a lot of good reviews.
Yeah, well, we've been in business for 19 years, so we're trying to catch up to you guys, actually. I know we got a long way to go, but we're on our way.
Fantastic.
Awesome. So I have everything set up for you here, and then I have the American Express, as you said. I'm ready whenever you are for the card number.
Okay. 3792.
Mm-hmm.
3754 97.
Mm-hmm.
61006.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Can I read that back to you?
Sure.
Okay. I have 3792, 3754, 97, 61, 006.
Correct.
Perfect. And then the expiration date on it?
11/28.
Okay. And then the security code?
7573.
Okay. Now, before I do make any purchases here, what I'm going to do is I'm going to walk you through just like voice verification. Also, too, I'm going to ask you a security question. We never share or sell any of your information here at Local Splash. So every time we call you, it's very important that you remember your security answer, because we are going to ask you. That way we are always talking to you and you know that we're always calling you. Okay? So I have three questions. You can have one of them.
Okay.
I have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like?
First pet's name.
First pet's name. Okay. I like these ones. What's your first pet's name?
Cinnamon.
Cinnamon. I love it. What kind of, was it, was Cinnamon a dog?
No, Cinnamon was a Siamese cat.
Really?
There?
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. Are you more of a cat person or a dog person?
No, we've always had dogs, but I was a baby. I didn't choose that. My mom loves cats.
Okay. Okay. That is the first time I will say, and I've been doing this for a while, that somebody has put a cat's name on here. That's funny. I've heard some funny names too, and I always picture the pet and what they look like. Try to like color coordinate, especially with the name that they give them. So I think it's always cool. That's awesome. All right. So I have that. So just remember, every time we call you, we are going to ask you that question. What's your first pet's name? Just remember it is Cinnamon. I'm going to walk you through voice verification really quickly. This is just for your guys' protection as well, going with a Google Channel Premier partner. I am going to email this to you in writing, so that way you have this for your records as well, okay?
Okay.
Okay. If you don't understand something, just say, hey, Charlie, what do you mean by that? And then I'll rephrase it. But I just want to make sure you have a firm understanding before I do make the purchase for you guys. So here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for a quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
H&K Pump Sales and Services Incorporated.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
My name is Stephanie Zoe Margette. I am owner and president of H&K Pump Sales and Services.
Perfect. And then you are authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
That is correct.
Awesome. And then you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
That's correct.
Perfect. So to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Now, as a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. You will be provided a security question to verify the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company. So that's your first pet's name, okay?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay. You do agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from us, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Awesome. I have a customer service phone number here for you. Do you want to write it down or do you want me to just email it to you?
Email it, please.
Okay. That's fine. I will definitely do that. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement?
Say that again, please.
Yeah. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay. Your payment for initial term and account setup will be charged today, which is February 15th, in the non-refundable amount of the $449. When the second payment is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 15th in the amount of just the $449. This is a recurring payment. Now, so you may discontinue or pause your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. And I'm going to email that number to you. That's the customer service line that I'm going to email. To prevent charges for the next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due so you don't get charged for that next month of service. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Perfect. So now I can stop talking like a robot. What is your availability for my tech team to reach out to you? They're going to verify and make sure they have all your key phrases that you can populate and be programmed on that first page. What's a good time for you guys?
4 o'clock or later Central Time is best for us.
4 o'clock.
Bob, you have the number? He's trying to call. Yeah. Go ahead, Charlie.
Okay. So 4 o'clock Central Time or later?
Yes, please.
Okay. So how about we do it all today? I have a 5 o'clock available for you tonight. Does that work for you guys?
Yeah, that works.
Perfect. I want to get this thing rolling for you guys so you guys don't have to wait. Typically we get pretty booked up where some people actually have to wait a couple of days. So I'm going to snatch
this
spot up for you guys here. So I do want to say everything went through on my end. So I do want to say formally welcome to Local Splash. We are a family here. So if you need anything, you need to reach out, you want to change something, please let us know. Utilize that customer service number, and my tech teams are the professionals that's going to get your company populating on that first page. So if you have any questions, you could always reach out to them. If you need anything else, like let's say somebody's not answering you in a matter of time, please reach out to me. If I don't answer, I always will reach back out to you within an hour of you contacting me, okay? Unless it's at the night. I got to come back in the office for it, but.
You won't have me calling you then. I work 5 a.m. to around 3 o'clock Central Time, and after that is my downtime.
Perfect. Awesome. Okay, I like that. I need to start taking some downtime as well. Maybe you could teach me a thing or two.
It's not always easy.
Yeah, I know. My dad's a small business owner, and I always call him. I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, oh, I'm working. I'm like, yeah, you never stop that. It's always something's going on you got to take care of for sure. So I sent you the emails that I have on file here. I also sent you a couple of text messages. I don't mean to bombard you. They are welcome text messages to Local Splash. There is one in particular that I do need you to open up.
Yeah, I got to fill out a form.
No. So the one that reads, not yet at least, my tech team will walk you through that one because you already have your Google Business Profile up and running. So it's not like you have to reinstate that. It's already going. But the one reads, Stephanie, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent you a copy of your invoice. That link right there, that's our terms and conditions page. So click that. It's going to ask you two things.
Email, if you're having trouble viewing this image, please note this will be a reoccurring charge. Okay. So do I need to click on the subscription terms?
Which one are you on? What does your page say?
It says, and by the way, my name is spelled incorrectly. It's probably my fault. It's S and then P as in Tom, not P as in Paul.
Okay, let me make that changes right now for you, actually. Give me one sec, because I want to
have
that correct for you. T as in Tom. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, it's not a problem. No worries.
Perfect. Okay, let me save that for you there. Okay. I'm actually just going to resend this to you so that way it shows correctly.
Correct.
And yeah.
I understand.
Because when you guys go to do your taxes, I don't want them to say, ah, you know, that's spelled incorrectly. Is that really you? Trust me, I've had it happen before. And I'm like, oh, man. Please, that is me. All right. People misspell my name all the time. So that's why I'm like, okay, we got to get this right for you. Invoice for you. Send that over. Okay, let's see here. Okay, so I just sent you a text message. Let me know when you get it. That one should have the correct spelling on there.
Okay, so with my 5 o'clock appointment, is it just a phone call?
Yes, yeah. It's going to be my tech team. They're going to reach out to you like around 5:15, depending on how long the company before you takes, because I do see there is somebody in front of you. But I know we have a whole tech team here. But they are going to call you, and then it should take around 30 to 45 minutes if you don't have a lot of questions. If you do, it might take a little longer there, okay?
Okay.
So I sent that text message over to you. Now you should have the correct, accurate spelling. There's a link there.
Uh-huh.
Click that.
Okay,
it's going to take you to Local Splash Terms of Experience.
Yeah.
Okay. Now there's two checkboxes on the bottom. There's one that just says SMS, and I would click that one because that one does, if you don't answer, we can send you a quick text message. Just say, hey, Stephanie, we have, some changes we made. Just wanted to update you. Give us a call at your earliest convenience, stuff like that. And then you are the card authorization holder. Now, once you sign your name at the bottom, your first and last name, it's going to take you to a login form. Let me know when you're there.
Hey, I'm there.
Perfect. Okay, it says username and password, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So that's going to be the tracking system that I was talking to you about earlier. My tech team is going to create that for you, and they're going to give you the username and password tonight at your on your onboarding call, okay?
Oh, great.
Yeah, perfect. Okay, so I'm going to work on your account here. That way I can send everything over to them so they can have everything ready to rock and roll with you later on this evening. Do you have any questions for me at this moment?
What's your contact number?
Yes. So I sent you an email, and my contact number's in the email. I will – the service number for the 877-635-6225. Yes.
Uh-huh.
Extension 203 is my direct line.
203.
Yes. If I don't answer, leave me a message. I'll get it. And like I said, I'll get back to you within an hour through the day, okay?
No problem.
Okay. And then I'm going to send over to my manager, is it your niece?
Yes, Sadie Snyder.
Sadie Snyder. Okay. I'll send over her information to my manager and see if they can reach out to her and maybe get a resume from her, and then we can go from there.
Fantastic. You're a gem. Thank you so much.
No problem. I appreciate you so much as well. I'm going to get started here, and then we'll contact you in a few hours, okay?
Sounds great, Charlie. Have a great rest of your day.
All right. Thank you. You too.
Keep it. Bye.
Bye-bye.